Begin the Quran Daf Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Begin Amin Alf Begin to his master. It begins with the words of the Gemara. Reb Shimon Nimnu Usha, and our teachers, they were counted amongst Usha, and they said even more. Which Tosfos says that Ista Garsi Perikam the Rosh Hashanah. Those who have the text regarding this opinion of Reb Shimon Shabu Usha in the first Perik Rosh Hashanah of Tesvav and Beis, that Esrig Achachanata, that Esrig was based on when it matures. When it ripens, Bein L'maisa, Bein L'shvi'is. Whether for Maisa and for the Shemitah year, not like our Gersa, where they hold it goes based on Lakito, and because V'savi K'reb L'ezer D'lel, the holy B'lezer that we mentioned before, that holds that, yeah, it goes B'sachad Nata regarding everything. Which Tosfos says, V'yef Shalomikin, you can't say this. K'demuchach B'shmait, like it's obvious from our Sugya, where obviously the Gers Acha Lakito, that would go based on Lakito, because if it would be based on Chanotam, then you have the Gemara's difficulty, and that is, if you're going based on Chanata, then it's from the sixth year, so then why actually can you not buy from Amar to Esrig in the beginning of the seventh year? Obviously, because you go based on Lakita, and since it was picked in the seventh year, that's why it's the sanctity of the Shemitah year. As Tosfos says, because B'sholosh Machlegs B'davar, there's actually a three Machlegs, and Lil holds Esrig is similar to the Elon by three things and in one way to a tree. Leza holds that it's similar to a tree for everything. And they both hold that regarding Shemitah, you go based on Chanota. And B'sin Shabu Usha, they hold that by Esther, you go based on Lakita. And that's both for Meiser and for the laws of Shemitah. The next place, the Maskel place, begins with the words of the Gemara, Shagavvan Lachayva. Which they said, Yishla Farshah, could explain the Dafka Naka. Yeah, specifically that you gathered it to store it away. But if you didn't, then you're doing it for eating. Because since they're moist, they're not fit for fuel unless you dry them up. So specifically, l'chayba. You could also explain orcha de milsa naka, that no, even you picked it, not necessarily to store it away, it wouldn't be dependent on his thoughts. And this we say, l'chayba, that it's to put it away, that's just the norm. Because that's the norm, but it wouldn't be specifically that's the machshava that you had to have in mind. Continue with the next Tosfos, the B'maskel Tosfos, begins with the words of the Gemara, Lokta L'Achila. If it was gathered for eating purposes. Now, Tosfos says, Ibistam Hoyla Eitzim, if these grape leaves were unspecified when you pick it, if it would be designated for wood, for fuel, so Lohayla Ma'il Mafash L'Achila, then it wouldn't help if you picked it for eating purposes. And the reason is, Midava Eitzim Demashchan Shalikdan Laher. That would be the same thing as the oily wood, which if you gather it for illumination, according to the Rava, according to Rabbi Damastam, this is generally wood, it's for fuel, that since that's the stama, so it's not going to have the kedusha of Shemitah. But since maybe the grape leaves, the stamai l'hoch l'hochi, maybe it's unspecified state, it could be either one, either for eating or for fuel. Therefore we go based on when he specifies what he's picking it for, like Adibim Maskel, where he could pick it, L'Achila. Continue with the next tesis, the Maskel test begins with the words of the Gemara, Eitz Nasaka, and the firewood is Tanoi, his Machlik is Tanoi, which is, Machlik is Inagabu Shri, so like, if it has the sanctity of the Shemitah year or not, because the Ikatana, there is a Tana that holds that it doesn't have. And the reason is because the Derush Lachem, they expound when it says in the Pasuk Lachem, Dumin de L'Achila, some of what it says that it's for eating purposes. Labuute is Kumtek Skud. Unlike eating, if it's the pleasure is after it's consumed, maybe that's excluding the firewood, which the pleasure is after you already burnt it down to a coal, then you cook with it. Now those who own, they don't exclude only that which is not an equal pleasure by all people. These are things that are for delicate type of people, sick people, but not for regular people. Because that's what Rashi explains is the machlekes of the firewood. But Rabbi Sinhoi Gerson, our teachers, their text was that v'stam eitzim lahasaka nitnu. These are words that we don't have in our Gersa. They're generally wood. If it's for fuel, that's tanoihi. That's the machlekes tanoihi. If regular wood is considered lasaka or not. Or Pishbukun, as Rashi explains, the Torah Chalal Yashva, that's very difficult to try to resolve how this could be the Machlagis. Malo Yochel, and they couldn't resolve it. Taisus comes to explain. Says, "By Gizel Kamam, the Gemara about becoming Daf Kovbezim and Al Pirsh Bekunches." Rashi explains, "By Zelushin, this is his words." Says, "Tanoim, it's a machlekes Tanoim that is Zikulman the Islis Tameitz Masakin and Netnu." There are Tanoim that hold that generally wood is used for fuel, and hence Lechayla Shvis not going to have the kedusha of Shvis take effect with it. The fellow eats in the Mashkan and even on the oily wood, because we say in general it's not meant for illumination; it's meant for fuel. They could discover that those who hold that no, it's in the mashkan miyachayla on the oily wood, it will take effect the kedushas shvias. Behind the tanai, and this is the machlikas tanai. Rabban, some of the rabban holds tam peres lachilin nitnu that gently produce is given to be eaten with the miyachayla like kedushas shvias. You can have the kedusha shmita. Can I mean that we say the ochel dabr shem birun shabachayla that if you eat something that its pleasure and its liquidation is happening at the same time, that takes effect. So therefore, even if you pick the peres for soaking it or for laundering, it's not going to help his thoughts that it should be like the reed leaves. That if you pick it for wood as fuel, that is permitted that it shouldn't have kedusha shvias. And the reason is because the halach over here by the reed leaves, tamay lahachi lahachi. Yeah, there it has both utilities for eating and for fuel. So therefore, it depends what your intent was. Aval peres tamay lachila, but by produce, its unspecified state is for eating. Meshasi tziras, and therefore, from the moment it's formed, chayla kedusha lahi, already has a kedusha shmita that takes effect in it. But so besula mahanimach shabalav kulim shabalav kulim. So therefore, your thought that you want to use it for something else, like for soaking and for laundry, that's not going to help exclude it from that sanctity. They know you can be kedusha shvis that it shouldn't have the kedusha shmita. Now, because it's a nami, so by wood also stam it's a masakin it no. Generally, wood is the opposite; it's meant for fuel, and therefore it's not going to take effect. Afala it's a namashkin, even on the oily wood which you're using for illumination. Now, that's a rabbanu. Rabbi Yisrael, loy min stam peres lachil nitnu. No, we don't say generally produce is given to eat. That's what it's originally made for. And therefore, mahani b'machshava. So therefore, your thoughts will be effective. Kali kan megfam, like we say regarding the reed leaves and regarding the grape leaves. And the hechad lachil nitnu. And therefore, when you pick it for soaking purposes, we have a davish and asa achbir within the pleasures after it's liquidated. So that we said is excluded from lachem, and therefore loichal alash shvias, and therefore the sanctity of shmita will not take effect of it. Then with the next taisa, the nasa that begins with the words of the gemara yotzu mishu b'chbusa. So excluding that if for soaking or for laundering shanos nachabirin with the pleasures after it's liquidated, that's not going to be included in the kedusha of shmita. Which pirish taisa explains that shemeshas. Because the moment that you soak the flax or the garments in the wine, sha'achas for one moment, this barba, but so it's already ruined. But the pleasure is not only until when you wear the garments. That's what Rashi explains. That's why tanos nachabirin. It's a wonder because there it mentions different types of dyes that it says tanos nachabirin shava, that it's pleasure and when you use it up. It's the same thing. Now the problem is Mahay Taima, but based on what Rashi said that the wearing is only later on, should have been considered pleasure after it's liquidated. Shabir b'shas tzibia, because using it up at the time that you're dying, and the wearing is only afterwards. Now says this mind the boy lemeim hazam. This that we want to say over there, that yesh shvach simon magabe etzemer, that is the increase of the value of the dyes on the wool. That happens when it's sinking in, so nicha. So now it makes sense that the pleasure is at the time of the dying, because the value of the garment already went up right then. But the inza shevka b'mishabechlusa. But that's not applicable by that of the soaking of the flax and of the laundering, because there, the pleasure that you're getting, there's no dying of the garment. It's only when you're wearing it, and therefore that's why he's saying that the pleasure and the beer is not happening at the same time. Now, however, Bukunja's Pirisham, Rashi explains over there, and that's soaking in Babu Kamo, that the minitzvam, that the different types of dyes, Bashas Rasicha Sayera, at the time when the pot is boiling, so Kol HaShayrish, so the root of the dye gets used up, the Kol HaTzev HaBeket, and the dye gets absorbed into the garment. So nimtza hanosei birushava comes out that the pleasure and the what is getting used up is happening at the same time. Because when you're ruining the shayrish, the root, that's when the dye is going into the garment. Now, aval mishav b'chvusa, but regarding the soaking and the laundering, mishosh b'til pishna beged b'yayin, the moment you put in the flax or the garment into the wine, the skalk b'nevar, the wine's already ruined. But the pleasure is only until 3 or 4 days later when the flax is soaked, and only then do you see that the increase, and that's why that's considered like we're saying, the pleasure after that is used up.